DJW Mobile.
Where's that LK?
How's your weekend going so far?
Lazy. I hope yours is going well. I got a question for you about the net control program that you guys use.
I might have the answer.
Answer too, but I'm curious, does it work on Mac?
I have a compiler for Mac, and I don't have a Mac. Even if I had a compiler, I wouldn't have a Mac to run it on to compile it. And it uses MFC, Microsoft Foundation Library, Microsoft Foundation Components, which aren't going to be found on a Macintosh.
That was the answer. A PC here that my wife used for work for a little bit. It was a refurbished Dell. It's a great machine. I just have a MacBook that I use all the time, and I don't have this one hooked up. She doesn't use it anymore, and it's just sitting under the desk. So I need to get it, I guess, set up and start using it.
A good reason to put it into use, that'd probably be your simpler solution. I don't know if you've ever used virtual machines on the Mac or not, but you can also, with VMware, you can set up a virtual machine on the Mac. That is a PC, and it'll run in that.
I've done that before with a different one, and I actually set it up on when my kids were in college. They bought Macs their senior year in high school, and then when they went to college, they had to use the Windows stuff. So we set it up for them, and they used it, but it's been a while, and I don't know if I want to try to spend the time doing it again.
KB2HXS.
But they are portable once you do that. You can move it to any machine you want to and run it anywhere once you get one of those built. Go ahead, David.
Good morning, gentlemen, and Shane. What are you doing on? Are you working today? You off today? And then round robbing it over the other days. KP2HXS Mobile.
That would come from you, Dave. Good morning. No, I'm sitting at my desk. I'm off today. We're probably have an easy Saturday, hopefully. We haven't had one in a while, and it's beautiful weather. We might go out and do some bike riding or something. But good to hear you this morning, Dave. And go ahead, Dave.
I mean, because I am pulling into the Sphinx to pump some gas, and then I'll be back out, so you guys carry on. And I'll be back in just a few minutes, W4DJW.
Dave, I'll be calling you a little bit later. I have to get down to Great Court this morning and go look at a job, and I'll give you a buzz a little bit later today.
Sounds good. W4DJW is temporarily clear.
Working today then, Dave?
Well, it's less of work. I'm going to go down and look at a job. It's a friend of my, the place I buy my parts and equipment from. He's been down with the dialysis for about the last year or so with his kidney issues, and he's finally back on his feet. He built a metal building, and then half of the metal building is going to be his home. You know, he's built within the metal building. A bunch of wood walls, and he really, really built it well last time I was there. And he just needs a hand with finishing up the AC and heat system, brazing it in, and doing the technical stuff. So I'm going to go down and see what we need to finish up on it, and then I'll probably do it next week.
Those homes where they use the metal building type pole barn type structure and make a home out of it, and they look pretty nice.
One here, boy, I tell you what, he built it like a tank. It's very, very sturdy inside. I mean, the last time I stopped there was about a year ago before he took sick. And, I mean, it's strong. He's built it really, really well.
And I'm sorry he's going through that kidney, those kidney issues. Maybe it'd be something that can be healed, I don't know, or cured.
Are you running a small power supply or something? Because it sounds like a 60-cycle hum behind you.
A smaller power supply. Let me turn something off here. Does it make a difference when I do that?
I don't know. Just throw a dead key for a couple seconds.
N4ZLK.
now. He's still got a little hum in there. You got to check that power supply. You may have a weak capacitor or something in there in your volt circuit. If you heard it, I wish I could, you know, make a recording and let you listen to it. But I'm sure when Dave comes back in there, he'll tell you what to do with it. What size supply you're running?
I am sitting under my desk. I got to bend down here and look at it now. Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you get physical and have to move.
Hang on, then. Four set, okay.
Oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
32-amp power supply according to the meter. I can't pull it out the way it's connected to look behind it. It's a tech power. Anyway, I don't know if that helps.
The brand is Tech Power, KB2HXS. I don't know that one.
Chinese model, TP30SW1, so maybe a 30-amp.
Well, you're probably going to max out at 25-amp or something. I don't know anything about those. I mean, I run Astron supplies, and, you know, I got a 35 amp supply at my, you know, at my desk there, and that's all I've ever run is the Astrons, but not the switching supplies, the regular full on boat anchor style, you know, the ones that break your back when you lift them.
Well, knob on it, and shoot, I'm only running 3 watts, so I'm barely drawing three amps, at the maybe 2 amps. Got an adjustable knob on it for a noise. I don't know if I did something like that, if that might help.
I don't know enough about them to even advise you. I'm sorry. Yeah, I wouldn't even fool with it. That would be something that Mr. DJW there can tell you. I'm not technically minded enough to give advice than that. KB2HXS, I got to jump out. I'm going to get some gas here at the hotspot myself this morning, so I will catch you in a few minutes if you're still in there. I'm heading down to Great Court, as I said. So I will be back, or as they say, I'll be back.
Can you give you another dead key?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can hear it.
All right, I'm going to adjust this knob. Hang on. N4, is that okay? Did that do anything?
No, it sure didn't. I don't know. You might want to get Dave's advice. It sounds like the filter caps are weak or something. But anyway, let me get out of here. Let me gas up and I'll get back with you. KB2HXS.
KB4DJW. Telling me that I had a hum in the background. Nobody's told me that before, except, well, maybe him. Anyway, do you hear it, Dave?
I heard it when you did the dead key. I don't hear it when you're talking, but when you did the dead key, I heard it. What's your setup? What kind of radio are you on? What kind of power supply you got?
Kenwood 742. It's that tri-bander. And it is connected to a tech power. What did I say? It's got a number on it. TP30SWI, I believe.
And with that one, do you have a 12-volt battery handy that you could put it on to see if that... I'm just thinking about the fastest way to eliminate the biggest cause of that normally.
At the moment, my old Yaesu power supply. I'd have to switch a wire really quick, but I don't have any access to a battery at the moment.
Yeah, a sure way to eliminate the power supply as being the issue. But, yeah, another power supply, I mean, if it's gone, if you switch it to another power supply and it's gone, then that's a good indication that it's the power supply, which normally it's that. Or you could put another radio on that power supply and see if that radio does the same thing. Either way.
In a second.
JW standing by.
Okay. My switching power supply for my Yaesu 757, so it's older too. Hang on just a second. Here's the dead key. N4ZLK.
That sounds like you got a fan running in the room. The other one sounded like an AC hum.
Very small fan on the back of this radio, but that's it. Other than that, I wouldn't imagine the microphone picked that up.
turn your back to the radio and still talk on the mic?
Turn my back on the radio.
Give me a dead key with you, with your back turned to the radio, or put your hands over the hole in the mic. that might help too, or both. A lot clearer. I could hear a lot clearer at that time. It sounded more like the AC hum, so it might be in your radio.
If you can give me another, if you got another minute, I can change antennas. I've got another, I got my E57 here. I could try it on that.
I'm coming up on McDonald's. I got to pick up breakfast on my way home. So if I'm not here, you'll know it's my turn at the window. But I'll stand by until you get that done. And if I don't answer immediately, that's because I'm in line, and it'll be my turn up at the window.
Radio's here, just got to change an antenna out. Yeah.
W4DJW.
N4ZLK. Volume down, N4ZLK.
W.
ZLK.
Key. But I do hear background noise. I know that's background noise. That's not hum. But I hear a fan running.
E57 on the original power supply. And there is a fan that kicks on every time I key the mic.
Throw over the hole on the mic or turn your back to it or both?
There's really no hole to put my finger over. It's kind of in the fitting here. But I turn my back to the radio.
You just have a really sensitive mic, and that's ambient noise that I'm picking up now. The hum is gone, but you're never going to hear that ambient noise unless you're throwing a dead key and asking somebody to listen for it. And I imagine all of our radios have that on them.
I gain up too high as well, but I mean, it is an old radio. In fact, it's the one I got from Dave. So he's the one that pointed it out.
Hey, now, KB2HX says, don't be blaming me.
A beacon when you said it's the one I got, and I didn't hear the rest of that. Say that again.
He was telling me I have a hum in my radio. It's the one I got the radio from.
You doubled. Try it one more time.
It said the guy that I got the radio from is the guy who's pointing out the hum in the radio.
That's ironic. Go ahead, Dave.
I said, hey, now, don't be blaming me on that. That's a good radio. It came from somebody I knew and trust and never put a golden screwdriver in it. So, anyway, so I'm glad the hum is gone. Who knows? Maybe the PL, maybe you get a PL on you. Shouldn't have on, I don't know.
Radio, but the same power supply. So I'm thinking maybe it is in the radio. What's my warranty on that there, Dave?
I missed that. Say that again, please.
It's been a good radio. I mean, if it's not obtrusive or really bad, you know, I guess I can still use it.
First thing we do is make sure that the PL tone is off. Because I don't think this repeater has any filtration, and the PL circuit isn't on here, so you could be putting a PL through. I mean, I might be hearing that. I don't know. I got pretty good ears, I guess, pretty good hearing. Anyway, gentlemen, I got to make a quick phone call to my customer on my way down here, so please pick it up. And, Dave, I will be contacting you a little bit later today. Over to you, Shane. KB2HXS will be out of here.
Talk to you later. No, it's not putting out a PL tone. But anyway, go ahead, Dave. N4ZLK.
I'd be outside on my hands and knees digging up a broken sprinkler pipe. So leave a message. If I don't answer my phone, it's because I'm up to my elbows in mud. Somebody buried my fiber line and they busted one of my underground sprinkler lines. So I'm going to have to fix that today. But leave me a message if I don't answer. And I'll get back to you as soon as I get cleaned up.
All right, will do. Have a good day, gentlemen. KB2HXS.
You too. W4DJW. And Shane, did you hear when Dave was talking, and maybe when I'm talking right now, do you hear background noise?
I can hear, I can tell you're mobile. I mean, it's not bad. I just, it's normal part of it.
Well, there you go. That's what I'm hearing on you now.
So, again, this is a different radio on the same power supply we were checking first, so it must be the radio.
Plug into the repeater with your audio on that radio. I don't know if you've ever made any adjustments to the gain, but if you have, it's right. It's good for guys like me who don't hear good. Let's put it that way. Guys that have really good ears, it might be a little loud for them.
Means I could probably turn it down a little bit, maybe. I'm not sure. Anyway, it's just running 5 watts, but I have a direct shot to the repeater on a J-pole that's up 32 feet, so it should do pretty good.
Not any more, any lower than that. You could probably hit it on a dummy load from where you are.
When I was building that J-pole, I had my, MFJ, SWR meter, and I had my HT on this repeater just monitoring it, and I was trying to tune it for 146. So I was moving the wire or the coax up and down on the J-pole, just really fine-tune adjustments, and I kept hearing somebody chunked the repeater, and I realized it was me.
Same with my MFJ antenna tuner, and not realize it was me either, right? Until I deliberately passed by the input frequency two or three times and ker-chunked the repeater, and there's no way you can identify, right? But, yeah, it doesn't take much. Line of sight, if you have line of sight to the repeater, it doesn't take much to ker-chunk it. Even a MFJ antenna analyzer can ker-chunk it.
The analyzer, because it's not very... not very fine adjustment. It jumps really quickly, and I was trying to tune it, or you know, tune the antenna to right at 146, and so every time I get really close, it would bump right over to this, and I could hear it ker-chunk. But anyway, thanks for your help. I'm going to get off of here, and maybe I'll just leave this radio connected. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you later. W4DJW and 4ZLK.
Perfect timing, because I am just now putting it in reverse and backing it into my favorite parking spot. Have a good day. Enjoy this day. It's beautiful outside. N4ZLK, W4DJW, Quitter.